Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares, and Isabel Davis is here too, representing the Commerce Food Pantry. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
It is a good morning, John.
Dick, tell us, of course, Dick is representing, as we say, Commerce Community Cares, and I see your sign downtown and the square, and looks as if you're doing pretty well, but you've got a ways to go to reach the goal that you want to hit this year.
Yeah, we're a little behind than where we've been this time in previous years, so we're hoping by placing that our thermometer on the square that it might spark some interest and remind folks that we are still collecting donations through October for the 2017 drive. So hopefully this will reach someone who has not given, and what Isabel has to say here may touch their hearts to where they want to send us a little money.
Mm-hmm. $27,500 is the amount you're trying to raise?
Yes. Yes.
And is it 14 agencies now that you all help out?
That's right, yes. All of them are local. All of them have a unique perspective for the Commerce area only. So that's what makes our organization a little bit different than others. We concentrate solely on the Commerce community.
Isabel, let's talk about the Commerce Food Pantry. This operates at the First Presbyterian Church on Monroe Street.
Yes.
And tell me about your association now with the North Texas Food Bank in Dallas.
We have recently become a partner agency with the North Texas Food Bank, which means that we can receive foodstuffs from them for a handling fee, and so we spend less money. So that the money that Commerce Community Cares has awarded us this year, which we appreciate a lot, will go further now that we're a member of the North Texas Food Bank.
Mm-hmm. So how much food can you get for a $15 handling fee from North Texas Food Bank?
An example is 75 cans of beef stew for $15.
Mm-hmm. So that they really are just doing it for whatever the cost that they have of transporting the food to you.
Storing it and transporting it, yes.
And I think I read also that they're now working with Fish in Greenville, the Hunt County Sheriff's Ministry.
Yes, they have been for some time.
Yeah. So that's going to give you a lot more. You're going to be able to serve more people.
Yes, we are. And by being a member of that agency, we can cooperate with some of the other food pantries. For example, the Cooper Food Pantry, which is called I can't remember what they call themselves now.
Surely there's only
the
one.
The Hope House. I think it's Delta Hope House.
Yeah, that's it.
They have facilities so that they can get fresh produce, and it comes in large quantities, so they're able to share with us. And so that's a benefit also.
Good. We're talking with Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Isabel Davis with the Commerce Food Pantry. So you all are serving how many people on a weekly basis now?
We're serving approximately 150 people per week. 30 families is an average number of families.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to increase the amount of protein items that we're giving to families this year because of the Commerce Community Cares donation this year. So the Commerce Community Cares is important, and people should give to that agency so that they can support people like us.
Protein in the form of canned meat or
canned meats, uh-huh. Yes. Beans.
Yeah.
Beans and rice. And peanut butter.
Not so much carbohydrates and starchy types. What are the most popular foods that you all help people with?
Spam.
Really?
because that's what we have. We are a choice pantry. So we provide them a list of food, and they can choose from that list.
Well, you can do a lot with spam.
That's right.
Yeah. It's very versatile. Yeah.
Right.
So and what day of the week are you all operating?
We are open on Thursdays from 2 until 4.
Mm-hmm. And you first come, first serve, just take all comers that come in.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Good. Dick, what else? If people want to donate now to Commerce Community Cares as we go through the summer, what's the good way to do that?
We try to make it as easy as possible. We have a website you can visit and go the PayPal route, or you can drop it by the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, or you can mail it to our P.O. Box 1321 here in Commerce. Our see any of our board members on the street and hand it to them, we'll come to your house. We'll do anything in the world that if we think we can get a check out of it.
Right.
We're anxious to help these agencies such as the Commerce Food Pantry out.
All right. Well, we hope to see that thermometer going up on the square now.
Amen.
As the days go by. Dick Latson and Isabel Davis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.